Okay, thanks. So my name is Uli Hafner, and I'm trying to give you a talk about a unified quality feedback across CI and CD pipelines. What I would like to show is how important it is to have quality monitoring some kind unified across the build systems or the CI systems. So first a couple of topics about me. I started as a Jenkins developer. I'm almost active since for 20 years. I built in Jenkins the quality monitoring tools, the warnings plugin and the coverage plugin. And I used in the beginning Jenkins primarily for continuous integration with industrial pipelines. So what I have shown is how the quality of industrial projects works. Now I'm switched the topics. I moved to education, and now I'm at the teaching at the university software engineering and software programming. And there I realized that we have the same topics there. We want to see how students perform while they are programming, so we need quality monitoring there as well. So we have the same topics, and it's just a little bit of different interpretation of the results. So my talk will show you a little bit about modern CI pipelines and how they build quality reports. Quality feedback, and we've seen already that you are using a different CI systems to show your results. Quality feedback is a little bit fragmented in the meantime. So we have a lot of tools that produce different data. So we had a talk about Fortran a couple of minutes ago. They produce test results from Fortran. And when you're using Maven, you produce test results in Maven, or you produce coverage results, or you produce static analysis results from Spotbox or CheckStyle or things like that. So we have a lot of reports, a lot of data, and the problem is the data that is shown is totally different if you're using GitHub, if you're using GitLab, or if you're using Jenkins. So there is no consistency about everything. So I think what we need is something that is unified for all these building tools. And I already mentioned that I started with Jenkins, and Jenkins exposed this the need for a quality, a shared quality model, because in Jenkins we have a lot of plugins that show some quality information. We have a plugin for unit testing, we have several plugins that show coverage information, and we have a warnings plugin that shows warnings, but everything is showing some kind of quality data. And some plugins even show it differently from build to build. So for me, it makes sense that we have a missing piece. We need a quality model that is shared across all those plugins in Jenkins, and we need one that is shared across different CI systems, that is the same in GitLab, the same in GitHub, and the same in Jenkins. And this quality model should gather all this quality information, and finally, it should, enable aggregation, it should provide trends, it should provide feedback for industry people or for students, and it should provide some quality gates when we say, when should we fail the build because of some quality problems. So I took the code that I programmed in Jenkins with the warnings plugin, the coverage plugin, and extracted the common code base and used Jenkins currently as a reference implementation. And I noticed the interesting thing is we can use the same quality model in the different systems. So it does not make sense to have different libraries for GitLab or GitHub. So we use one quality model that can be used in all of these continuous integration servers. So finally, we should have GitLab and GitHub produce the same output on the same build. It should not matter if we use continuous integration on Jenkins or on GitLab. It should produce the same output with the same data. So we centralize the semantics. So what is a quality gate? What building tools do you have? What quality tools do you have? And use a unique model that can be used across all these systems. Maybe this will be a little bit more clear if I show you the architecture of the whole structure. So I try to provide a small architecture image where you can see how the plugins or the model behaves. So basically, we have a different quality dimensions, I say. We have static analysis results. These are cumulative, so we have 10 warnings, 100 warnings, something like that. Then we have code and mutation coverage results. These results are more relative. And then we have test results, and test results are more binary, so failed or not failed. And then we have software metrics like complexity and things like that. They are even differently. So how are we dealing with these dimensions? We put the dimensions here, you see the four arrows here, into separate quality models. That means we have one specialized quality model here per dimension, and we have a specialized specialized parsers that transform the output of the build into these quality models. So we have parsers, for instance, for JekStyle or for Serif or for Spotbox, that feed into the static analysis data. Or we have parsers for Jacoco or for Cobertura that put the input from Cobertura coverage results and feed them into our quality model. We have tests, JUnit results, XML files, or we have software metrics from PMD, and they feed into these specialized quality models. The parsers are the only thing that needs to be provided when we want to use different new systems. For instance, I'm not sure if we have Fortran. If someone wants to report Fortran unit tests, we need a parser that takes the output of Fortran and feeds it here into our testing model, and then you can see Fortran results in a unified perspective. And this is where contributors are required or come into. So most of the parsers are written by contributors. So I started with 5 parsers that I used in my projects, but now we have 150 parsers in the static analysis model, where everybody who wants to show warnings about COBOL, Fortran, whatever.